As we return to Acts 23, we are noticing again that Claudius Lysias, the commander of the garrison in Jerusalem that is right next to the temple, has learned that 40 plus men have taken an oath that they are going to assassinate the Apostle Paul. Well, in verse 23, Luke records for us, he called two of his centurions and ordered them get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 o'clock tonight. Provide horses for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix. So we can see from this that Claudius now has already formed a plan. The first thing he does is to call for two centurions. As the title implies, each man was in charge of 100 men. So he tells them to get together a detachment of 200 soldiers and have them prepared to march at 9 o'clock in the evening. Now these are heavily armed infantry, battle-hardened soldiers, trained to obey without question and kill without reservation. These are the troops that lead the rest while they are called into battle or other duties. As John MacArthur noted for us, these would be the guys with the swords and the shields who could set up the defense, the phalanx, where they would line up with shields, and this would be the front line. Secondarily, Claudius calls for 70 horsemen, what we would call the cavalry. Now, we probably picture all of them the same way, but there were actually four groups that made up the Roman cavalry. The first were the Lanceri, that was the Roman light cavalry. And then there was the Cantari. This group was created during Emperor Trajan's reign, probably to counter the cavalry of the Sarmatian people, and they carried heavy lances. The Cataphracti, or the Chibonari, this was a heavy cavalry that first appeared during the reign of Hadrian. These soldiers were armored from head to toe in order to counter archers. And then last of all, the Sagittari were composed of mounted archers. Well, let's delve a little deeper into this. The ancient Roman cavalry greatly influenced military history. It contributed to the success of numerous conquests and campaigns throughout the Republic and Empire. As one historian put it, their versatility, discipline, and adaptability made them a formidable force on the battlefield, capable of engaging in a wide range of operations. Well, training for the Roman cavalry was rigorous and comprehensive. Recruits were highly experienced in horsemanship, weapons handling, and formation tactics. What we would know as drill sergeants ensured that cavalrymen were proficient both individually and corporately. The third group that Luke mentions are 200 spearmen. The Greek text uses the word dexiolabos, graspers of the right hand. Now you know why the translators just said spearmen. MacArthur suggests that the word means javelin throwers. Well, there's been a lot of discussion among translators and scholars as to exactly what Luke means by the dexiolabos. He is the only first century author to use the word. Some scholars suggest that these were general purpose soldiers who could be ready for many types of assignments, including running into battle, digging holes, peeling potatoes, or even escorting prisoners to their fate. All right, that gives us a preliminary picture. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.